Sri Radha Murali Dar Varadan Vrindavane Varam Karnika Bhagavat Parashara Mukyo Pyar Anya Traham Nakosh Chot Sahe Bhavatum. I would rather take birth as an insect or worm in Vrindavan than take birth as an associate of the Lord outside of Vrindavan. I pray that I become a worm in Radha Murali Dar's supremely opulent Vrindavan. I am not eager to become even the most important personal associate of the Lord in any other place. So obviously, Vrindavan is the place to be. Even if you're offered something else, you won't go. Rather be in Vrindavan. Even, let me just be a worm in Vrindavan, but somehow I want to be connected to Vrindavan. Verses like this, Prabhupada Saraswati is very much showing us the power of Vrindavan. That it's so powerful and so transforming that any contact with Vrindavan is, it will give one the highest perfection. It's not attainable anywhere else. If someone lives in some other holy dham, in some other holy dham of India, or even if it's someone lives in some other Vaikuntha realm of Ayodhya, or Vaikuntha or Dwarka, or some Vaikuntha planet or some setting in the spiritual world, still doesn't equal to being a worm in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is so superior, so grand, and so original. This is the original place. Everything expands from here. The original form of God is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. And the original form of Bhagavati energy, Shakti, is Radharani. And the original form of all the holy dhams is Sri Dham Vrindavan. That's why here we have Adi Badri. And it's told that's in the western side of Vrindavan, Kamyavan or Kamvan, Kaman. There's Adi Badri and Adi Kedar. There's Kedarnath and Badrinath. And the deities of Vishnu is there, and Narayan Rishi and Lord Shiva is there in the cave up the mountain of Kedarnath in Vrindavan, and Alakananda Ganga is there. There's a river coming down the mountain, just like what they have, what was established by Shankaracharya. Shankara came about, I know, 1,000 years ago or so, 900 years ago, and he established 4 dhams. Well, Badrinath, he just randomly established it there. There are many saints and Shastric references to say that, because it says Badrinath, Badridham, the Vyasadeva's ashram was surrounded by Badri trees. Badri trees means the bear fruit. And that region of Badrinath, there are no Badri trees anywhere to be seen. Nowhere. Because they would die in the winter or roast in the summer, or at least in the winter they would die. But Vrindavan is full of them, especially Kamyavan side, western Vrindavan. And the place of Adi Badri is full of Badri trees, bear trees. And that river Ganga was there, then also the Saraswati was flowing in Vrindavan also. So Vedavyasa actually wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, Adi Badri. So people go to the cave, and this is Vedavyasa's Gufa and all this. But our viewpoint is that this is the original place. That Bhagavatam is written here. Because it's a Samadhi Bhashya of Vrindavan. Where he was able to perceive and collect all the rasas of Vrindavan by being here. This is a very interesting point. That's why it's called Adi. Adi Badrinath. Because Vrindavan Dham has been existing for thousands and thousands of years. Obviously. Krishna was here 5,000 years ago. So 900 years ago when Shankaracharya was establishing his 4 dhams. He didn't choose to acknowledge the Adi Badri of Vrindavan, the Adi Badrinath. He went there to the Himalayas and established that place. It wasn't that there was a temple there. He established a temple there. This is our understanding. And this is the original place. So therefore, because Vrindavan is so original, Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, even if I don't want to be born anywhere outside Vrindavan, or any dham, or even be close to Vishnu. I just want to be close to Vrindavan. Because even every particle, Every particle of dust in Vrindavan is chanting the name of Radha. And Radharani's name is Radharani's Prem, and Radharani's Prem is her Prem Sarup, and her Prem Gun, and her Prem Leela. So even one pebble, one particle of stone, Kan Kan Bole Shri Radhe Radhe, Shri Radha Radha. Vrindavan me Kan Kan Bole Shri Radha Radha. The Goswamis and devotees of Vrindavan, they sing songs to glorify Vrindavan. That every leaf is chanting Radhe Radhe, and every particle of dirt is chanting Radhe Radhe. So just be here. Somehow be in Vrindavan. Be connected to Vrindavan. Breathe the air. Walk on the land. Eat the dirt every day. Drink the water of Yamuna. Drink the water of Radhakund, Manasi Ganga, Pavan Sarovara. And always be in a worshipable mood. A mood of a servant and a mood of a assistant to the pastimes of Radha Krishna and Vrindavan. A nice verse 58 we can read. Vrindavana guna vrindan yanisham amadana ragina yovarna yati samakar na yati haramso dharmar nayati. Lord Sri Hari certainly becomes indebted to one who hears or glorifies the transcendental qualities of Vrindavan with intense attachment. So we're trying our best to do that. We don't have any intense attachment. Anurag, it says, Anuragena. Anurag, that's quite an intense level of loving attachment. It says attachment. That's actually an intense level of love, Anurag. So that's, of course, comes at the level of prema. So no one can pretend to be there, but we just take it externally. We're trying, every serious devotee is trying to become attached to Vrindavan and trying to glorify Vrindavan in his best possible way. A person who continually with great love describes and hears the transcendental virtues of Vrindavan makes Lord Krishna heavenly and heavily indebted to him. Now we'll turn to chapter 2. And read about this other entity, 267-63. This is about dog, being a dog in Vrindavan. Not even a male dog who has some prominence, but a female dog. Text 67, the glories of a dog in Vrindavan. Varamiha Vrindaranye Suvaraki Marana Mohana Dwari Api Saramapi Ramapriya Sakyapi Nanyatra No Ramapi Syam. I would rather live as an insignificant bitch at the door of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan than live elsewhere as a companion of Lakshmi or Lakshmi herself. Oh, wow. Now, that's really not very reverential towards Lakshmi Devi. Imagine going up to Lakshmi Devi. I mean, Indians could never imagine this in 1,000 years. Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi, they're worshipping Lakshmi Narayan big time all over the place. Ask Birlas about it. Birlas established Lakshmi Narayan temples all over the place. The people have all these posters of Lakshmi Saraswati and Durga showering coins and powers and blessings. And they have their little tiny Lakshmi yantras on their altars. They have their Lakshmi conch shells that they reverentially keep on their altars. And they have pictures of Lakshmi Narayan. They're praying and praying and praying, and they still poor. They were poor, and they are poor, and they will be poor. Because the Lakshmi conches don't even work, because there's only one in the whole Earth planet existing, I think. And it's worth about 500 lakhs or something. It's a very rare thing. But it's very amusing to see people keep Lakshmi conches on their altar. You know, you have to put it on a pillow and it has to be turned up like that so it fills up. You see. Most of the Lakshmi conches are actually some other, not even a conch, it's some other thing. It's an imitation like. But they're not Lakshmi conscious, that's for sure. That's like, they're about as Lakshmi conscious about a rare as a Makara or a Timangila fish. Timangila, if you can find. So he's saying, imagine Lakshmi, you go up to Lakshmi, listen Lakshmi, I would rather be a bitch than be you. I'd rather be a female dog than have your position. Well, that sounds insulting. It sounds disrespectful, irreverential. But this is Tungavidya's mood. Tungavidya Sakhi is Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. I mean, in other words, he's saying, listen, I'm serious about Vrindavan. I'd rather be a dog in Vrindavan than Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. And the devil says, I would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. They have this phrase, I'd rather reign, I'd rather be a king and be the lord of hell than be a servant in heaven, said the devil. So this extraordinary, ecstatically pure Niskinchan Bhakta of Radharani, Prabodhananda Saraswati, is saying, I'd rather be a dog sitting outside Madan Mohan's temple in Dwadasa Ditya Tila, getting a few scraps of the Pajari throws me some scraps here and there. I'd rather be a dog outside Madan Mohan's temple in Vrindavan than be Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Now that's serious. You can imagine, you can go up to everybody in Vrindavan and say, would you like to be Lakshmi? Would you like to have all the opulence of Lakshmi? No, I'd rather be a dog. Now it changes our whole outlook now when you see the dogs. You know, we're looking at a dog and say, oh, you lowly dog. And then the dog, he's looking at us and say, oh, you don't know. I would rather be a dog in Vrindavan than be like you. Chasing all these useless things and so much attached to your body and dressing so fancy, eating some fancy foods. I'm happy to be a dog. I stay outside the temple door of Kunjavihari on the Sangam at Radhakund. There's so many dogs that have taken birth there. So when we see those dogs, they look at us at the Sangam of Radhakund Shamakund. And they may be one of those dogs that say, look, I'd rather be a dog outside Kunjavihari's Mandir on the Sangam at Radhakund than be Lakshmi. So those dogs, they're thinking they're more fortunate than Lakshmi. And they are. They're at the Sangam of Radhakund. Where is the Sangam and where is Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi, she wants Sangam. She wants Krishna Sangam. Krishna Sangate. She wants to meet with Krishna. But she's stuck in Bailvan, 45 kilometers away from Radhakund. And she hasn't been able to move one inch. In 5,000 years, she hasn't moved one inch. She's still there, sitting in the same posture. Om Sri Krishna Sharanam Nama. Om Sri Krishna Sharanam Nama. Om Sri Krishna Sharanam Nama. She's simply meditating in Padmasana, sitting very straight. Meditating and remembering and taking shelter of Krishna, but not taking shelter of the gopis. She's not Gopi Anugata. So without following the footsteps of the gopis, you can't move one inch towards Radhakund, not even one inch. So I would rather live as a bitch, a female dog, outside the temple of Kunjavihari in the Sangam, than be Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha. Now that's serious. So this is a Vrindavan Kuta Mahima, the glories of a dog in Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Kuta, Jaya Suar, Jaya Chuana. So all glories to the Kuta, the dogs, all glories to the Suar, the pigs, all glories to the Chua, the rats, the mice, they're all glorious. When Vrijvasis, if you're in some temple with some pandas or some pujaris, you see a mouse run out. You say, oh, what's that? And you get alarmed. Oh, that mouse just ran out from the altar. They say, no, that's a big bhakta. That's Bharabhakta. He's very big. He eats with Damodar. He eats at the same time. Damodar shares, sometimes he eats, Damodar feeds him first. As soon as the plate's put down, he starts, jumps on the rice and starts eating all that ghee and rice. Boga. Or they say, or another thing they say when they see a mouse running around here, oh, very auspicious, very auspicious. Acha. Why is auspicious? Because the chua is musika. Musika is Ganapati's vahan. So if you see mouse, it means auspicious things are coming. Because the Vignam and Ashana, the lord of auspicious things, and the lord that removes all obstacles, that he's right around the corner, because if you see the master's car, you know the master is nearby. If you see the chua, then you know that Ganesh is right around the corner. So good times are waiting for you. As soon as you see a mouse, so don't be alarmed, don't get out the trap, don't try to catch him live, and throw him out, just worship him, and put out some Maha Prasad for him every night, and a little cup of water. So he feels right at home, and some old cloth and stuff we're gonna nestle up in at night. This is Prem Bhav, Vrindavan. They're all devotees, they're not enemies, surrounded by friends. The enemy is within. The only enemy is within, but without are all friends. Everyone outside of us is a friend to ourselves. And everyone inside of us is an enemy to ourselves. Because everyone but me. All my false notions about my identity. I pray I may become an insignificant dog who lives at the doorstep of Krishna Vrindavan. Oh, he's living in the underground. What about Madan Mohan? I pray that I may never live in any other place, even as a dear friend of the goddess Lakshmi, or even as Lakshmi Devi myself. Herself. Well, there you go. So now this is chapter 3, verse 53. Vrindavanam anuvidham yaham api deham sa shukaradinam napuna paratra satchit sukamayam api durlavam deve. I would rather, here we go, I told you about sewer, here you go. Sukara, keshavadrita shukara rupa jaya jagadisha hare. I would rather accept the body of a dog or a hog, pig, in Vrindavan, then accept an eternal spiritual body that is rarely attained even by the demigods outside of Vrindavan. Now that's really stretching it. It's one thing to be a dog because they have a certain little, they're like a notch above a pig. Although pigs eat stool and dogs do too in a pinch. If they can't get crackers, they'll settle for stool. But pigs, they rather prefer the former, not the latter, or the latter, not the former. So he's saying it's right there. Shukara Adi, beginning with Shukara means a pig. Swa Deha, my own body. Satchit Sukamaya Durlabham Deve. I would rather be a pig in Vrindavan or a dog than get a Satchit Ananda body outside of Vrindavan. Don't underestimate the fortune of the pigs of Vrindavan. That's why I say Jaya Kuta Jaya Suar Jaya Chota Chua. All glories to the little mouse Chota Chua, right? Jaya Jaya Vrindavana. It's like this. Even they're always glorious. Let's hear another translation, 353. This is really getting extraordinary now. I wish you stay in Vrindavan, even in the body of a pig or a dog. I won't stay any other place, not even Gurgaon, or Noida, or New Delhi, or New Bombay. Even if I have a body made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss that even the demigods cannot attain. Chapter 7, verse 46. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Here we go, some more Kuta Kata. Da Kata. Nindyat mochita nindane nahi manan mlano paradhyatmano dande kaku paro vajanati pare matvaramam swam stiram turad durga tatvat stito kila janasyanu graharti sada hinoham swa Srigalavat sukagane stasyami vrindavane. Srigala means jackal. I don't know what it is. What do you say in Hindi? But Srigala. Srigala means jackal. I should not become affected by criticism, even though my nature is fit for condemnation. In other words, I deserve to be condemned and ridiculed. So, if people criticize me, or ridicule, or rebuke me, I should expect it because I deserve it, and I should not retaliate or get disturbed, anxious, or bite back. I should not feel distressed if my offensive body is punished. I should feel guilty when someone ignores me. I should stay at a distance and pray for everyone's mercy. In this way, I should reside in Vrindavan like a dog or a jackal. So people don't usually glorify jackals or dogs, because dogs come into your house in the daytime and steal things and make noise. And then jackals come at night and steal things. They steal your animals, or they make noise at night. So they're lowly creatures. People usually don't feel too happy about dogs and jackals, at least in traditional villages. They usually throw stones at them and chase them if they see them. So he's thinking, well, I'm like a jackal or a dog. I deserve to be criticized because I'm such a nindak, an offender. But nevertheless, let me just stay here in some way or other and not get sent anywhere else. 46, another translation. I am not unhappy if degraded men criticize me. I don't protest if thugs assault me, if gundas attack me, dacoits attack me. I don't protest. If others insult me, I remain peaceful. I'm fully aware of my own impious nature. As an outcast, I stay far away from others. To everyone, I always pray for mercy. I am very fallen. I am like a dog or a jackal. I only ask that somehow or other I may stay in the blissful land of Vrindavan. So this is a nice, very intense expression of humility. He's a Brahmin by birth, Prabhananda Saraswati. He's a high class Ranga Kshetra Brahman from South India, devotee of Rangaji, Lord Raghunath Ramchandra. Then he became converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Radha Krishna Bhakti and gave up his Aishwarya mode and adopted the sweetest Madhurya mode and moved to Vrindavan on the banks of Yamuna. At Kaliyadaha, under the Kadamba tree, in the shade of the Kadamba tree, picked up some brambles and little sticks and shrubs, and made a little temporary kutir and stayed there. Did bhajan and madhukari. And he was feeling so worthless and so unqualified that I'm born in South India. That's my first disqualification. I'm not a Brijvasi. I'm not even a Brijvasi jackal or dog. They're better than me. Why? They're born here, first of all. And all they do is jackals and dogs, their job is stealing. Jackals are nighttime thieves, and dogs are daytime thieves. You see them, they come in the house to snitch a roti, and the people throw a shoe at them, they run out the door, or throw some stone or whatever they have lying around, some brick. So he's saying that they're people criticize him, throw sticks at the dogs, chase him, but they're better than me. Maybe I should just take residence as a dog or jackal in Vrindavan. Amazing. So this is a basis. Is now we go to chapter 3, verse 4, and this is about offering obeisances to a worm. That's a good place to start our journey of unlimited respect. Begin with the lowest creature and work your way up. Vande Vrindavana Katamaham Bhakti Bharavana Mamro Danya Granyam Krimim Apina Chanyatra Samstan Trinaya Manye Brahmarika Suraganam Kimbahuktya Mameyam Prodir Gada Nakalu Parato Bhati Krishna Pipurna. I offer my obeisances to the most fortunate worms of Vrindavan, Krimi. But I do not consider even Lord Brahma and other demigods who live outside Vrindavan as equal to blades of grass. What more can I say? My mature conviction is that Krishna does not appear in his full form outside of Vrindavan. That's a fact. That's not only a conviction or belief, it's a fact. You may believe something that's not true. But in this case, his belief is there, and it's a fact also that the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the Purnatam Bhagavan, is only seen in Sridham Vrindavan. Purnatara Bhagavan is seen in Mathura, and Purna Bhagavan is seen in Dwarka. The Sarvavatari Purnatam Bhagavan, that Sringar Rasaraj Sri Krishna is only visible or attainable in Sridham Vrindavan. So in this previous verse we heard that he'd rather be a dog, be a bitch, a female dog, than be Lakshmi. And here he's saying, I don't want to go to Brahma Loka or the demigods. I don't think anything about them. If anyone is living outside of Vrindavan, they're like a blade of grass. If Brahma is living outside of Vrindavan, so he's not even equal to a blade of grass in Vrindavan. That's what he's saying. Not a blade of grass here, a trina. Even a blade of grass here is a much better birth and a much better position than being a demigod in heavenly planets or even the highest planet of Satyaloka. The highest place you can go in the material world is Satyaloka. And the highest position in Satyaloka is to be Brahma. And the lowest position on any planet is a blade of grass. So he's saying, I'd rather be in the lowest position in Vrindavan as a blade of grass than be in the highest position in the material universe as a Brahma, Satyaloka. This is because here there's a chance that grass may see Brijendranandan, may see Gopinath, may see Madan Mohan, Aprakrita Madan Mohan, the Aprakrita Navina Mohan, that transcendentally ever fresh and new attractor, bewilder of Cupid, the supreme enchanter, Sri Krishna. He can be seen in Vrindavan. The grass, if they simply get stepped on by Krishna, they'll see Krishna. If you touch Krishna, you'll see Krishna. If Krishna touches you. So he'd rather be a blade of grass. So gradually, slowly by slowly, as is sometimes said, we will catch the idea here, the drift of Vrindavan consciousness. And I don't know about I left my heart in Vrindavan. Some people have t-shirts like that. But at least we'll be able to establish Vrindavan in our hearts, which is a good start. You want to leave your heart. I left my heart in Vrindavan. That's a nice idea, but it's only a t-shirt, not reality. But to establish Vrindavan in our hearts, I leave my heart, I leave Vrindavan, I want Vrindavan to establish Vrindavan in my heart. That's desirable. And that's attainable by the mercy of great saints like Prabhupada Saraswati, who shaped the direction of our thoughts, and they shaped the quality of our feelings. So our thoughts and feelings take the shape around Vrajadham. And gradually that Dham can manifest in our hearts. And we will see like he sees and feel like he sees and experience like he sees so many spurtis. We'll see later he's having so many spurtis and darshans of the gopis and Radha and Krishna's pastimes. All these experiences and bhavas and appreciations and attachments that he's expressing in these gradual development of verses as we're presenting it. We're presenting Vrindavana Mahimamrita as a series of ever-developing and ever-deepening of consciousness and bhav to coming to the point of Manjari bhav, Sakhi bhav, which would be the final discussion. And the Lila Vilas, the glories of Radha Govinda's Lila Vilas and their Nityaparishads, gopis and Palyadasis and all the wonderful sevas and intimacies that they render. But all that, to reach that highest attainment of perfection, one needs the preliminary foundation of appreciation, attachment, and love for Sri Dham Vrindavan. That's why the third book we wrote was called Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dham, AVD. Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dham. And this whole book is, that's what this book is. It's the subtitle of Vrindavan Mahimamrita is Appreciating Vrindavan Dham. And in the most highest form of appreciation from the highest form of devotee, with the deepest vision and the purest heart. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. With great devotion, I bow down before the most fortunate living entity who has become a worm in Vrindavan, the demigods headed by Brahma who live in other places I don't consider as important as a blade of grass. What more need I say? My mind is made up. Outside of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna does not appear in his full complete form. Chapter 11, verse 38, page 379. This is about acceptance here. Something about acceptance here. Being accepted in Vrindavan. Shastrani makarna patam prayatta sa yoktika sad guruvo namo ha Vrindavana prema rason Adandham kim urdgraham grayat ati hasya. I do not understand anything from Shastra. O teachers, O bona fide gurus, sadgurus, I offer my respectful obeisances to all of you, Sadguru Namaha. Why do you make this person who is blinded and intoxicated with ecstatic love, why do you make me belch by inducing me to cultivate knowledge? You will be laughed at by such actions. So all these sadgurus and well-wishers and various spiritual teachers have been trying to propagate Gyan Yoga and fill his belly with Gyan Yoga, but he can't digest it. He has indigestion, so therefore he has stomach. It's created acidic condition in his belly. So he's belching all that gas of Gyan. Gyan has become a belch. If you ingest Gyan, then you will simply get sick. You will get indigestion, and your stomach will react by acid burps, burping repeatedly. Because he said, I don't want your Gyan. Because oftentimes philosophers and propagators of misconception, they try to say that jnana is above bhakti. Bhakti is for sentimentalists, beginners. Get some control over your senses by worshipping an idol, but then you'll realize that jnana is, the goal is jnana. So these foolish, less developed entities, they may approach someone like Prabhupada Saraswati and say, no, you must have jnana. Bhakti, without jnana, bhakti is nothing. And you can't get anywhere with bhakti. Only jnana will help you realize perfection, jnana yoga. It's karma, then bhakti, then jnana. You see the Bhagavad Gita, it starts off with karma, then bhakti, then jnana. Bhakti is chapters 7 to 12. It's proof right there in Bhagavad Gita. Starts off with karma. Karma Yoga, 1 through 6, then 7 through 12 is bhakti. And then at the end you have jnana. Three modes of nature, all these things is jnana, jnana yoga. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nasochati, Nakanshati. That's the 18th chapter. They preach like that. But then Vishnu Chakravarti says, no, you fools. Bhakti is so valuable. The goal is bhakti. Devotion is so valuable that it's kept in the middle. Karma, it's not karma and it's not jnana. It's protected. Just like when the king goes on procession, there's so many cars in front of him and so many cars behind him. And they're all the same color automobile. They're all black Mercedes. And only one of those Mercedes is the prime minister. So he's, you know, in the front there's four or five, you don't know, and it's all black windows. You can't tell. So bhakti is like a rare gem. He said, Vishnu says, rare gem. It's protected. It's deep in the jewel box. It has a top of the jewel box and a bottom. It's in a safe. So this is people that approach bhakti. If they approach karma, they'll get stuck up there and bounce off. They approach from the other side, from jnana, they'll get stuck over there and bounce off. Only if one can penetrate through the roof of karma, I'll say, only if one can penetrate through the floor of karma or through the roof of jnana can he enter the house of bhakti. Otherwise it remains sealed to him. Well, this is Vishnu's commentary. So Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, oh, what is all this jnana? I don't know. I'm blinded, intoxicated with I'm under. I'm Vrindavan Prema Rasa under. Under means blind. Under jana, rasa mad, unmad. Unmad, prema rasa unmad. Prema rasa unmad. Unmad means mahabhav. I'm Tunga Vidyasaki. I'm Prabhupada Saraswati. I'm a premi, a braja premi bhakta. I'm absorbed in Vrindavan rasa prem. Prema ras unmad, that unmad ras, that unmata ras of Radharani's Mahabhav. I'm serving that and absorbed in that. This is Vrindavan prem, braja prem. What is this jnana? That is for the lame. I'm relishing Vrindavan prem. 1138. Oh great purveyors of logic, jnanis, please don't bring many books onto the pathway of your ears. Oh great gurus, oh sadgurus, I bow down before you. Why, by declining to become blinded with intoxication of pure love for Sri Vrindavan, have you made yourselves the objects of everyone's laughter? Hasya grahayatit. You made yourselves the objects. Why didn't you allow yourself to become blinded by pure love for Vrindavan? You stayed wrapped up in your books of jnana and Ved, and you thought Vrindavan was just some imaginary place. And so now, you're simply, this is quite an interesting different translation. You'll be laughed at by such actions. At any rate, this is the ongoing glories of Vrindavan. And this is about acceptance here, that those that are free from jnana and karma, they can get accepted at Vrindavan. Anya bilashi dashunyam jnana karma adyadavritam anokulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakta uttama. Jnana and karma are not favorable for appreciating Vrindavan. If one tries to understand Vrindavan with karmic view, or applying rules and laws of karma, cause and effect, then he'll be offensive and make be lost in misconception. If one tries to understand logically or reasonably, Kyane priyasam urupasinamante va. In Brahma Stuti, Brahma tried to approach Vrindavan through logic, through gyan, and he was stupefied. And he mentioned this conclusion in that famous verse that we mentioned is in Brahma Stuti in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, chapter 14, is that famous prayer Brahma speaks that Gyane priyasam udapasinamante eva. Prabhupada, I don't know if he used to quote it. Gyane priyasam udapasinamante eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shutikatam tanavano tanavan manobir ye priyasho jita jitopi yasi tais trilokyam. Lord Brahma prays to Sri Krishna. O Sri Krishna, those who remain situated in their established social positions throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to your Hari Katha, which is vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, he will conquer your lordship, although otherwise you are unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So he's saying those that throw away all this knowledge and other limiting factors can actually approach you and understand you and have access to your transcendental pastimes and the association of your rasik bhaktas. Can read another translation of the same verse. Jnane priyasam urupasinamante eva. Prabhupada often quotes that line, that one line. Hatefully, Brahma said, "Oh, my Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, hatefully giving up all intellectual attempts to understand the Supreme Truth," means with hate and with abhorrence, one should reject and throw away all gyan and gyan, pursuits of gyan. Hatefully giving up all intellectual attempts to understand you, the Supreme Truth, those who really want to realize you should completely surrender unto you. That's what Brahma did. He was bewildered. Brahma Vimohan Leela. He was bewildered by his gyan. He thought he knew a lot. He had four heads. He stored up a lot of knowledge in those four heads. He had a 4 gigabyte hard drive. Let's say 4 gigabyte head drive. 4 gigabyte head drive. And he had a lot of knowledge zipped up in those files over there. And he tried to unzip them all and go through it all and figure Krishna out. What is this boy? Carrying yogurt and rice in his left hand and some pickles between his fingers. And then eating with his right hand, taking out of his left hand and spitting out the seeds as he walks along from the pickles. What is this? So then, you should completely surrender unto you. So he realized that, Vimohan Leela, he was totally bewildered, absolutely bewildered by Krishna's sweet Vrindavan pastimes. And he understood the only way to understand Krishna is to surrender. So he finally surrendered and offered his prayers of submission. Samasritaye parapalava plavam. The people should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name and transcendental pastimes. Whatever situation they may find themselves in, they should progress by fully dedicating their mind, body, and words to you. In this way, the infinite, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered through love. Jiva Goswami, he comments on this Bhagavatam verse by saying, Sri Hari can never be conquered by anyone, But that same Hari is conquered by those who, rather than making an independent endeavor to achieve Tatvigyan and understand him, if they simply sit down and hear Bhagavan's Lila Katha from rasic pure devotees. So don't try to figure Krishna out with all kinds of gyan and knowledge. Just sit down and hear about him. Namrup Gun Lila. Just hear about Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes, and everything will be revealed automatically by the sweet mercy of the Lord. So we'll continue with the Vrindavan Mahimamrita tomorrow. And we're going up in the world from the worm days, worm stages and dog stages. Now we're moving about the trees of Vrindavan, and we're going to hear about the glories of the birds of Vrindavan. Braja Pakshi Mahima. This is the upcoming attraction. Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai.